Bago natin simulan ang lahat, nais muna naming kilalanin ang mga tradisyonal na nagmamay-ari ng lupain na kinatatayuan ng aming himpilan kung saan binuo ang podcast na ito. Nagbibigay galang ang SBS Filipino sa Wurundjeri, Woiwurrung, People of Kulin Nation at nakakatandang miyembro ng kanilang komunidad noon at ngayon. Kinikilala rin namin ang traditional owners mula sa lahat ng lupain ng mga Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kung saan naroon ang aming mga tagapakinig. Mula sa mga Filipino na bumubuo ng SBS Radio, ito ang aming handog para kilalanin, gunitain ng respeto at matiwasay na pagkakaisa ng mga Indigenous Australians at mga Filipino. Ito ang Indiginoy. Ang podcast na ito ay sesentro sa personal na karanasan patungkol sa pag-iisang dibdib ng katutubo at Filipino. Ano-ano ang pagkakaiba sa pagtrato sa pamilya? Paano nagkakasundo kahit magkaiba ang kultura? Kilalanin natin si Tony Paradis, isang Filipino, at ang kanyang asawa na si Sharon, na isang katutubo na napapabilang sa lahing Wakaya mula sa Northern Territory. Nag-cruise ang kanilang landas sa Townsville taong 1973.
Working at a radio station in Townsville, and she worked across the road at an insurance company, I used to see her walk out of her building to go to the bank, and she was a very striking blonde at that time. Of course, I just remember wanting to take her out, I guess. And I went across and I stood in front of her, but I couldn't get any words out. I was just absolutely tongue-tied. And she just looked at me like,
what the hell?
And I left and I went back to my office across the road and I rang. And I managed to speak then.
Well, he had to say that he had to invite a friend along because he was too scared to go out with him and his mate to the movies. So I said, so when he rang, he said, oh, I'm the guy that was standing in front of you. And I go, yeah, like very suspicious. And then he said, I want to invite you out to the movies. And he said, but I got to bring my mate along. And I go, yeah. After that, his mate disappeared soon after that. And we stayed up talking to like 4 a.m. in the morning to every coffee shop in Townsville had closed. Took me home and he asked me to marry him that night. I got really scared and I jumped out of the car and said, ring me tomorrow. I'll think about it. I was petrified. I was 15 and a half. My mother met him and she loved him. And I wasn't too sure about him, but she was.
Mabilis nagkapalagayan ng loob si Tony at Sharon kahit na tutol ang ama ni Sharon sa kanilang relasyon. Kwento ni Tony, iba ang sitwasyon noong dekada 60 at 70 sa Australia. Kaunti lang ang kayumanggi ang kulay ng balat at hindi tanggap ang pagkakaroon ng relasyon sa pagitan ng maitim at puti ang balat.
In the 60s, particularly late, mid to late 60s, the Australian government became aware of how there was such antipathy towards Australia from its Asian neighbors because of the White Australia policy. And they realized they could not continue with this policy whilst they were surrounded by non-whites all around them. So they started to think outside the box and they thought, well, let's see how they react to mixed race immigrants. So they introduced mestizos from the Philippines, Anglo-Chinese from Hong Kong. They started to allow these mixed race families to migrate to Australia. And my family was one of these. But the population was not used to seeing non-whites in Australia, right? It was an experiment. It was a social experiment. And my family and others were part of this experiment. When I landed in Sydney, people were not accustomed to having to meeting people about my background and all that. So although I found work and I work with Australians, there were never any social invitations to their home. So there was this kind of resistance because they were unfamiliar.
Katutubo si Sharon na tinuturing na white passing o isang katutubo na maputi ang balat. Ganito siya inilarawan ni Tony.
She's 6 foot tall almost, very fair skin, blue eyes. But she's a traditional, an Aboriginal traditional owner. And you just put that image in your head about an Aboriginal traditional owner with fair skin and blue eyes.
Dagdag ni Tony, nagsilbing daan ang puting kaanyuan ni Sharon sa dahan-dahang pagtanggap ng lipunan sa kanilang pagsasama.
My parents are pretty much what Sharon and I are, but just switched. My dad was very fair. He has hazel eyes. He stands about 5'10". And my mom is 5'5", brown skin. So Sharon was basically my dad. And I was my mom. So we were just, from my background, it wasn't difficult to be in that kind of interracial marriage. But I certainly think that, because people thought Sharon was white, it facilitated my social interaction.
Pero nakaranas din ng diskriminasyon si Sharon. Dahil sa kanyang maputing kaanyuan, madami ang kumukwestiyon sa kanyang pagkakakilanlan at koneksyon sa kulturang pinanggalingan.
My mother was not white. My aunties were not white. And I'd often say, when people would say to me, why do you identify as Aboriginal? And I said, well, if you're at my place and my auntie or cousins come knocking on the door and they're quite dark, is that the time for you to know that I'm Aboriginal? Would not you like to know beforehand that I'm Aboriginal? So I was quite used to being around people with darker skin. Well, my mother definitely, my auntie, and yeah.
Ayon kay Carrie Lee Harding, ang Indigenous lead sa SBS, mahirap makarinig ng iba't ibang paraan sa paglalarawan ng isang katutubo. Aniya, tatak ito ng diskriminasyon at pinapaalala nito ang mapait na karanasan at trauma na dinanas ng kanilang ninuno na hanggang ngayon ay dinadala nila mula sa kasaysayan.
One of the words that is used within the Indigenous communities, some members like to use it, some members don't like to use it. It just depends on where you come from around Australia. And the term mob can be referred to as a family or Indigenous community members as well. Like you can say, this is my mob, meaning my family or community. So it's a word that can be used in many different ways.
Sa kabila ng pangungutya, duda at pagtatanggol sa lahing pinagmulan, nananatiling matatag ang pagsasama ni Tony at Sharon. Halos 5 dekada na ang kanilang pagsasama bilang magkabiyak sa buhay. Nabiyayaan sila ng 2 anak na lalaki. Kwento ni Tony, ang pagpapakilala ng mga pagkain ng Pinoy sa kanilang pamilya ay buong-buong tinanggap ni Sharon.
Food is a big thing, and that's another thing that culture brings in. The Filipinos love food, and so they introduce their food to their indigenous partners, and everybody gets to have a go at it, and they like it. My wife Sharon learned how to cook adobo, pancit, paksiu, a few other Filipino foods that she would never have been exposed to growing up.
Mas lalong dikit at sumasalamin sa 2 kultura kapag malasakit at pagmamahal sa pamilya ang usapan.
It is a blend, I suppose, of both cultures. Both cultures are quite family orientated. We sort of wanted to, bring the children up being very independent and sort of, in a way, wanting to do myself out of a job, so to speak, as a mother. Having them being able to leave home at a certain age and have all the skills and be quite independent. We had a number of trips to the Philippines so the boys could meet Tony's extended family. We would have always saw Tony's parents on a yearly basis while they were still alive. My mother lived nearby and then lived with us. So when we shifted to Darwin, we had a lot more visitors, a lot more of my family visiting and living there. So they were quite immersed in Indigenous families and cultures.
Kwento ni Tony at Sharon, may pagkakaiba man sa relihiyon, pero hindi nawawala ang pagkilala sa ninuno at pagbibigay-pugay sa nakaraan.
It's more like we are, you know, we live on this land, in this environment, and we should, you know, respect it and look after it, and we should do with people what we would do to the land as well. So it's more of a, you know, really non-judgmental, and it's a long, you know, history going back timeline, and it's, we don't really, I know I don't distinguish much between the past and the present, and I can speak of relatives who have died, but not in the past tense, as I notice white people do. Yeah. So I mainly talk about it as still being present.
One of the things that I think being married to Sharon, to an Aboriginal person, is that I'm very much, you know, we are, and our children are very much aware of their cultural background. So they acknowledge, you know, our children acknowledge their Filipino background and their Aboriginal background. Whereas my siblings who married whites, right, and have children, they don't really acknowledge their Filipino background. They just want to melt into the white population.
Bagay na sang-ayon si Carrie Lee. Kwento niya, malalim ang pagtrato sa mga ninuno ng mga katutubo.
Indigenous Australians, they can also honour their Indigenous ancestry by paying respect to their ancestors, whether it be in a formal setting, say a welcome to country event, or an acknowledgement to country, which can be done at community events, it can be done before meetings or before events. They can also honour their ancestry by doing extensive family research into the past and really diving deep into the past and finding out all they can about their ancestors and what they did in the past. And this knowledge can then be passed down to future generations, so they know exactly what their family history and their ancestry is. And also they can honour their ancestry by passing down very important family stories onto the next generations.
Malawak ang pangunawa. Isa daw ito sa mga sangkap na nagpapayabong sa relasyon ni Tony at Sharon. Dito rin nagmula at magtatapos ang kanilang pagkakaintindihan at pagmamahalan.
He seemed very family oriented. He spoke a lot about his mother. I thought that was a good sign. And he spoke about his grandparents, and he spoke about, you know, the family that he left behind, the Philippines. We have, as well as our immediate family, we have cultural ties. So I'm an only child, but if I'd have had brothers or sisters, they would have been mothers and fathers to my children. So that's how you would address them. So you have lots of aunties and uncles, and I have nephews who are my cultural nephews. They're not my blood, you know, they're not my sister's children, like traditionally, because I don't have any sisters. They are my cousin's children, but they are my nephews. It's very intertwined and very complex. And this is just on the surface. The whole clan kinship thing is incredibly complex and hardly anyone can understand it.
Iba man ang ninuno, kultura at pinagmulang paniniwala, nananatiling buo ang respeto sa pagitan ng mga Indigenous Australians at mga Filipino. Sa pagsasama ng dalawang kultura, ang Indigenoy ay kumakatawan sa pagkakaisa.